Government Reform and Oversight Subcommittee continues its examination of recent reports of chemical exposures to troops during the Persian Gulf War in 1991.
The start of Operation Desert Shield, when Iraq munitions and chemical weapons production facilities were bombed, and throughout the troop movements in Operation Desert Storm, coalition forces heard thousands of chemical weapons. On numerous occasions, technicians trained to operate sophisticated detection equipment confirmed the presence of nerve and blister agents near U.S. troop positions in Iraq. Individual soldiers reported scud attacks followed by toxic mists and powdery fallout. They reported dead animals in the desert and a notable lack of insects or other carrion scavengers. To this day, many Gulf War veterans report the symptoms, memory loss, fatigue, muscle and joint pain, that can characterize routinely. All these reports have been dismissed, discounted, discredited, or denied.
My name is Rick Witherell. I'm from Tynesta, Pennsylvania. We were set up in Jebel, and it was one of the bigger buildups than we had. It's the first time I got to see the Patriot battery sitting in close. The scuds were starting to go off, and I can still remember the alarm systems, the M8s going off, and the theories of, you know, well, it's due to the smoke from the trucks, the exhaust fumes. Nobody could explain why all of a sudden these chemicals were going off. We had the dead sheep. You had the dead flies on the sheep. You had, you know, the alarms going off, and they told you there was no such thing. Patriots were designed to take the scuds and the missiles out. The Patriots would only take out the warhead. But you got to remember, the scud was designed, it had carried the chemical. So the Patriot knocks it out of the air. That Patriot, once it hit it, it put the chemicals right out in. And I will never forget this. I remember the one mission, I come back, I woke up an hour or two later. So don't ask me why, if it was the pain or whatever. I went outside, and it was the eeriest feeling. It was so dark, it was dreary, the sun was only so big. Fires were blooming everywhere, you know. It looked like the earth was on fire. And that's when one of the soldiers told me what had happened. Hussein started setting the oil on fire.
People couldn't explain why doctors were sick, why they were ending up with the Gulf War syndrome,
why mechanics in the rear were getting sick, or pilots. Hussein knew what he was doing. So these scuds would go off, and we just put this into the plumes. The plume would carry these chemicals. And whether it was on your skins, or you had a sore, or your cut, you know, or you're eating, you know, you're ingesting some of these chemicals. You know, I started getting weaker and started getting sicker, so I knew there was something going on. But we had a mission and task, and that was to free the Kuwaiti people to be able to live their life free. Such as I've been back and forth to Walter Reef for over 3 years before they finally retired me with the problems that I have, Gulf War syndrome, since 91. And the pain is hard to explain. I've kind of never forget my wife. She made a comment to me the one time. She says, "I can't deal with you, the pain, the misery that you're in." She says, "It's getting to the point where I'm almost going to have to make a decision. I don't know if I can live with you." And it was then that I realized, I never realized that it was controlling me that much. And it was through then that I learned how to deal with the pain and look at the best in people and deal with, you know, I don't have it that bad. There's people worse off than I am. Yeah, I live in pain all my life, but you know, the good Lord gave me a chance that I'm still here, and I was able to look at it. And because of this, I was able to spend time with my family. But we did fight a war that was chemical. We did sell the chemicals to him. People, you got to remember this. We were selling the chemicals to Hussein. He was an ally. You know, it's been 20-some years now. I think everything should be out in the open now. I do believe in this great country, and if I was asked to do it over again, you're darn right I'd do it over.